Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Staub reaches second base with a double. Fuentes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuentes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Terrell moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to third. Smalley moves to second. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Smalley scores. Borgman moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew is hit by the pitch. Borgman moves to third. Heil moves to second. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Rod Carew. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanley. Ford reaches second base with a double. Borgman scores. Heil scores. Norwood moves to third. It's 6-1, Twins. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Jerry Terrell now playing first base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvie moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 0 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Borgman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zahn. LaFleur moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo fires to first and picks off Heil. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mankowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive towards right. Ogilvie catches it and throws to first to double up Cusick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Borgman fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie, who is chasing the ball. Randall reaches third base with a triple. Butch Weiniger pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randall scores. It's 7-3, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Butch Weiniger now catching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing third base. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terrell for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.